Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, it's very frustrating when someone talks up a big game about something that they're gonna do, and then they don't follow through on it. And I know that I could be guilty of this at times, so we'll just get that out of the way. But you know, we've all had this experience, right, where we get inspired by somebody and they pitch a new vision for the future, or you know, your boss says things are gonna be different, or a new principal comes to town and you're like, oh, this is gonna be great. And then oftentimes we find ourselves with just a little bit of excitement, a little bit of change, and then there's no follow through. And we get really frustrated because it seems like there was no strategy behind the big talk that was happening. Now, this is something that happens to us all the time, and it's just a fact of life. And one of the things that we love about people that kind of move things forward ultimately is that they had a plan and they had a strategy. Now, this is an entryway for us to think about the fact that this is a little bit about sometimes how it feels like it goes with our lives and how it goes with God. Now, the reason that we wonder sometimes if God had a plan is because we look around us and we wonder who's supposed to be doing all this stuff that God wants us to do. Now, we know that God had a plan and we can see that, but sometimes we wonder what does it look like? Especially when things like Easter happen and then we have a big exciting thing happen and then we wonder how things aren't different the next day. Now, let's put ourselves in the position to take a look at what this looks like and how we can learn from what happened on those first days after Easter and how God was really helping a new day emerge, but there was something different that was happening in light of all this. Because Easter was kind of like a big kickoff in many ways because God had done the final work of redeeming the world. But then there was something more to come and people weren't sure what it was. Because God had been promising this new day, but they hadn't seen it happen yet. Now, God had a plan all along, and when we follow that plan in our day, it helps us see this come alive more and more. Now, after the resurrection, we have a situation where Jesus was brought back from the dead, and his disciples that were gathered around him were learning from him and having an experience and learning more about what God had planned. Then Jesus returns back to God, and then the disciples are left wondering, okay, when is this next phase gonna launch? When is God going to follow through on the promise that Jesus made to send God back to them in the form of the Holy Spirit to help this new day emerge? And then 50 days after the resurrection, God puts the next part of the plan into motion. What happens according to the story that we hear in the book of Acts, which is part of the New Testament, is that God sends the Holy Spirit to be with the disciples, and with the Holy Spirit being upon them, they are inspired to take action. Now, the action that they then take is because they were gathered around at this time of Pentecost, which was a festival of the Jewish faith, and it still happens today. The festival is a time of gathering 50 days after the Passover in the Jewish tradition. There was a group of people there that had gathered because they were God-fearers. They were Jews that believed in God, but would come back to Jerusalem for the pilgrimages of their religion. And because the Spirit comes upon Peter and the other disciples, they start to proclaim a message. They start to give a sermon, as it were, about Jesus being the Messiah. Now, all the people that had gathered at that time were people who believed in God and were waiting for the Messiah. And Peter and the other disciples get up there and tell them that God had raised Jesus from the dead, and that that was a sign that God had sent Jesus as the Messiah to redeem them and save them. Now, because they were inspired by God with the presence of the Holy Spirit, they were able to convince the people that were there that day that this was true. Not because that they had been so winsome necessarily, but because they were able to tell the story that God had raised Jesus from the dead and had brought about the reconciliation of the world, the redemption of the world. And the people that day then believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Now then they asked Peter, what do they do next? They had a change of heart, change of mind, and he said, you need to repent and be baptized. And they did that. And then everything started to change more and more. Now, when we hear that word repent, we need to remember that in this particular case, what Peter was saying is that you need to have a change of mind so that you can believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, that he was the Messiah, and that he was the one that they have been waiting for. And once they had that change of heart and change of mind, they were able to then orient their lives in a new way around Jesus being the Messiah. And in those early days, in that very first day when this was all happening, it says that 3,000 people that were there became believers that Jesus was the Messiah. But it didn't stop there. They then oriented their lives around living out the kingdom of God here on earth. They oriented their lives around the teaching of Jesus. They oriented their lives around developing community together and making sure that people who were in need had what they needed to survive. And this was the birth of the early church. And this is how God went from saving the world to changing the world. This is how God went from redeeming the world to bringing about the reconciliation, which is the new day that God wanted for the world. And that's where we come in. We come into the picture now, granted 2,000 years later, but we come in and we are part of the community of faith that God has charged with changing the world and bringing about the new day. Easter is the catalyst for all of this. Easter, without the resurrection, without God redeeming us, we don't have a reason. But with that, we have a reason to then be a part of God's work in the world, reconciling the world and helping it become God's dream come true. And that's where God wants us to understand we fit in. That we are called to live into this. That we are God's strategy. We are God's plan to redeem and reconcile the world every day and bring about this new day that God wants for each one of us. But if we don't see that we're a part of this, then we're going to miss what God wants for us in this time. Which is in this time, after God has done this great thing in the resurrection, is to then invite God to help us bring about this new day. God wants us to invite and allow and reduce ourselves, be more humble, and allow God to show us how to do this through God's working of allowing God as the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, to transform the way we think, to transcend the way we see the world so we can see how God wants us to be the people of change. I mean, God made this all possible through the resurrection, through God raising Jesus from the dead. But what God made possible is that we could then change the world in God's way and in God's name. And if we want to see this new day come about, then that's what we need to have happen, is invite the Spirit to let us change so that we can be changing the world as God wants it to be changed. And this is how we then live out the calling that God gives to us. This is how we live out and show people around us that God had an intention and God had a plan. That God didn't just talk up a big game and do something miraculous through Jesus. No, rather God had a plan from the beginning to the middle to the end, and we are a part of that. Now, if you are someone who wants to see this new day emerge in your life, or maybe you want to see a new day where God's power and love is manifest for your family, your friends, or your coworkers, or even for your church all the more, then we want to ask you to join us, to join me in offering a prayer to God. It's a very simple prayer that can help you get your head and heart oriented to what God wants. And the prayer is this: say, God, help me help the new day stay. Help me help the new day stay. And if we pray that prayer, here's what's going to happen. God is going to give us opportunities to make that happen. God is going to either give them, send them, or help us see them, some combination of the two. And then God is going to call us into doing the things that help the new day stay. Now, if we don't pray this prayer, if we don't ask, put ourselves in a position to be open to this, then we're just going to miss it, or God will send it and it'll walk right past us, or whatever that combo might be, like I said. But if we make this prayer a part of who we are, then we will see how God is using us. We'll see how God is helping us to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, to be a part of God's work in the world. And when we do that, we then take the change that God made possible through God's resurrection of Jesus. We make that change become more real and real every day. And that new day that God wants for us emerges in beautiful and unending ways. So if you found yourself loving your Easter experience and maybe loving your time in worship on an Easter Sunday, and then you're kind of wondering what's next, well, this is what's next. God did this amazing work of redeeming the world through the resurrection. But God gives us the calling to be the ones who reconcile the world so that it can be God's dream come true. And if you want that new day to emerge, then you want to invite God to help you make that change. God made the impossible possible by raising Jesus from the dead. What God also made possible was that you and I and all of us together can be the people who make the change happen in the world, to make the change happen in our lives, and to make the change happen in your life so that you experience the gift of God's love becoming more real every day. That's the new day God wants for you. That's the new day God wants for me. And that's the new day God wants for everyone. So let's make that be the new day.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.